Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus lili nishmas Esther bas Shmuel and Yaakov Shlomo ben Dov Ber and Naomi bas Ze'ev. This is a Pachad Yitzchok Shir, Pesach, Maimer Samach Vav. I always thank those who comment on this year, those who listen, and tell me what shiurim resonate with them. So I've gotten some good feedback about the Pachad Yitzchok. So, it's my favorite, so a great opportunity to just learn some more. Says the Pachad Yitzchok, Maimer Samach Vav on Pesach, In Yonan Shol Shtei Parashios HaRishonos Dekriya Shema, Nischalek B'divrei Chachomim L'Shnei Shemos. The two Parashios of Shema, the first two Parashios of Shema, have two different names. The first Parash is called by the Gemara, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and the second Parash is called by the Gemara, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. So, what's interesting, what a footnote notes, is that in the first parasha of Kriyas Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, when we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, we only find the positive, the hein, that V'yavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'yudrim Eila, Asher Elohim Etzavchem Olevecha, V'shinatam Levanecha, V'dibrata Abam, V'shiftecha, all the positive parts of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. In the second parasha, we have both sides. We have the hein and the lav. So we have V'haya Im Shamo, if you listen, and then it also says, but if you don't listen, what's going to happen? Hishamu Lachem. So in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, we don't have that. We don't have that if you are Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then if you're not Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. So be careful that you should avoid not being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. Doesn't say that. It just talks about being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. When it comes to Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, the Psukim present both sides. If you do accept upon yourself the yoke of mitzvahs, and if you don't. So that's the first Ta'ara, why in the parasha of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim we only have the Hain, and in the parasha of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs we have the Hain and the Lav. So the difference between the two parashios is broken up into two parts. The first part is explaining the difference between the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. And the second part is explaining the inyan of the Lav in the Parasha of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. So first we're going to start with the first chelek, the difference between the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Hine. Hargoshes ha'achnoa klapei zulas efshel b'shnei panim. There are two ways that one could subordinate himself to another person. Ofen arishon hu kasher Reuven omer l'Shimon hini nichna l'cha. One way is that Reuven says to Shimon, I am subordinating myself to you. I am lowering myself to you. I am deferring to you. Ve'al ken kol ma she'efal lo yehei ala v'hetem l'ritzoncha. And therefore everything that I do will only be in accordance with your will. The second way is when Reuven says to Shimon, Hineni nichna lecha, ve'al ken hineni moser etzatzmi l'rishuscha, ve'ato yechol lefoli mikirtzoncha. In other ways, I'm supporting myself to you, and I'm giving myself over to your rishus, and you can do for me whatever you want. So in the first way, one person says to his friend, I will do for you whatever you want. Whatever I do will be behetem l'ritzoncha in accordance with your will. And the second way is to say, you can do with me whatever you want. So in the first approach, the first way, the hachna is the basis for the actions of the nichna. And in the second oifen, you can do with me whatever you want, the hachna is the basis for the actions of the machnia, of the one on top, of the ruling party, of the more powerful party. So that's the difference between, I will do whatever you want, that's the nichna, acting, and the other way is you can do with me whatever you want. That's the pu'ula of the machnia. Ve'ofen hasheni hachnoa miskayemes hi behargoshes halev greida. The second way, it's only hargoshes halev. The person saying, "Listen, you can do with me whatever you want." So right now, you're not taking upon yourself to do anything. You're just saying you can do with me whatever you want. But in the first way, that the hargosh is connected to a ma'isa. The nichna is going to go ahead and do something. Whatever I do is going to be in accordance with your will. And the second way, it's purely a hargoshes halev, that the person says, you can do with me whatever you want. That's my feeling. I'm giving myself over to you, and you can do with me whatever you want. So So klal hadvarim hu ki ba'ofen arishon muhusa shel achna hu lios poel behetem rotzono shel machnia, filu ba'ofen hasheni muhusa shel achna hu lios nifal behetem rotzono shel machnia. The first way is that the act of the essence of this hachna is to act in accordance with the will of the machnia, and in the second way, the essence of the hachna is to be nifal, to be activated, to be passively activated by the machnia. Not that you're going to necessarily do anything, but that the machnia can do with you whatever he wants. So that is the mashal. So now we go to the nimshal. The first way is kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The second oifen is kabbalas ol malchus shemaim. Kabbalas ol mitzvahs is I'm going to do whatever you want. And the second way is Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, that God, you can do with me whatever you want. I'm completely giving myself over to your Rishus, which is more of a Hargashas Halev. So it emerges that the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim is all centered in the moment of the Avodah, that you're saying you have a Hargashas Halev when you're Makabal Malchus Shemayim. God, you can do with me whatever you want. The Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, that's only the beginning of a chain of events from the present to the future. That I'm Meshabed my Lev now, and I'm going to actively look for things to do in accordance with your will. So the principle is that the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim only has the moment of the Shas HaKabbalah. And then afterwards, that's the Hargashas Halev at that moment, that God can do whatever He wants with you. You're giving yourself over to Him. And then there's no Hiskashmus befall in mitzvahs. There's no actions afterwards. It's all, you're just saying, God, you're in charge. And that's the end of it at that very moment. But it's not that you're, that moment connects to the next moment where you're actually going to do something. If at the next moment you want to be Makabal Machal Shemaim, you can do that again, Belev. But it doesn't bring you to any Maisa. The Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is Choreg. It is extends beyond the framework of the present moment and raises itself to the future of Befoel Mamish, when it's going to bring you to actions. And that's the difference. That's the first chelek that we said we're going to discuss. The difference between the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Machal Shemayim and the Avodah Shebalev of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Ol Machal Shemayim is just this minute without any future plan for action. That's Kabbalas Ol Machal Shemayim. And Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is this minute connected to the future, also a plan for action. So that's the first chelek explaining the difference between the two parashiyos of Shema. Now we get to the second part of explaining the difference between Kabbalas Ol Machal Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, which is the Havarat perusho shel tzad halav b'parsha shniyah shel kriyat shema. So we had that the first parsha has only the tzad ha'hein, and the second parsha not only has hein but also has lav. What happens if you don't? Hishamu lechem pen yiftel levavchem. So in order to explain this, the lav, the no of the second parish of Shema, we first have to talk about Pachad Yitzchak Yom Kippur Maimer Chav Zayin, when we spoke about the Inyan of Prikas Ol that we talk about in Yom Kippur. So we find in the Torah very large differences between Avrayonos and Minus, between sinning and heresy. And one big difference is with respect to fixing what the me'uvas, what had been perverted when performing these averis of avaryanus and minus. Because the tigun ha-me'uvas of avaryanus is according to the Seder HaKavu of Hilchos Tshuva. Whatever it says in Hilchos Tshuva to do when you do an averis, so that fixes the averis. But that fixes the corruption of the Aveiru. But with respect to fixing the corruption of Minus, there it says, Kol ba'e lo yeshuva, those who get there don't return. And therefore you want to fix that. That is outside of the framework of normal tshuva, and it has its own specific mahalach. Fixing Minus has a specific mahalach, which is different than just average sinning. And the truth is that we don't find any part of the Seder HaTefillah of Yom Kippur anything about Kfir and Apikorsis. So, therefore, it would seem that the pay of the Aleph Beis of the Seder HaVidui Prikas Ol is not talking about prikas all of minos through kfir and apikorsis of heresy. So what then could we say it's talking about? Just parenthetically, the Sfas Emes says that prikas all is talking about bittul Torah. So that already gives you an idea of the chumrah of bittul Torah. It's considered throwing off the yoke. Rufner suggests that the prikas all is the matzav of nasa lo keheter, when a person is ovar vishana. That a person's doing Avera so many times, he already, it's like it's mutter to him. But that's not enough. This prikas all, you can't say that it's completely exhausted by this notion of Ovar Vishana, that he just does the Avera again and again, and it becomes like heter to him. That's not all there is to it. So what is the Klolius Inyan of this prikas all? So the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah something very interesting. It says in Daf Beis on the Beis, the Tani Rav Yosef, Omad vayimoded eretz, ra vayater goyim. He stood and measured out the land. He saw and dispersed the nations. This is a pasuk in Habakkuk, Perek Gimel, pasuk Vav, Pashpashan pasuk. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the land of Canaan to the Jews. He stood and measured out the land. He saw and he dispersed the nations. My Ra, the Gemara Darshan, what did he see? Ra, Sheva Mitzvah, Shekibu, Alein, B'nai Noach, V'lo Kiyamu. He saw the Sheva Mitzvah, B'nai Noach, that the Goyim were not Mekayim. Kevin, Shelo Kiyamu, since they didn't observe them, Omad V'tiralem, he stood and released the, since he saw they weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvah, B'nai Noach, he released the mitzvahs from them. He was Matir them. They don't have to keep it anymore. Frakti Gemara, Itgure, Itgur. Have they benefited? Imken Matzinu Chotei Niskar. So then we see that the sinner is getting schar. Because they're not Mekayim Neshevim Mitzvah Noach, what, they don't have to keep it anymore? That's it, they're completely released from their commitment. So Amar Mabrei Ravina, Loimar, She'af Alpishik, Mekayim Neosan, Ein Mekavim Leim Schar. But even if they're Mekayim, they're still not going to be Mekabel, as they have to be Mekayim. If they're Mekayim, they're not Mekabel, they're Schar. And the Gemara says, Lo, the Gemara asks Akasha, and the Gemara concludes, Lo Melecha, Shein Mekabel Leim Schar Kemetzuva Viose, that they don't receive reward like somebody who's commanded and does, Elek Mishena Metzuva Viose, like somebody who's not commanded and does, which is a lower level Schar. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the Or Yisrael, Yechori Yepolek, So they're going to be punished for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. So why are they punished even more than when they're not going to be getting schar for the mitzvahs, as if they're mitzvah v'yoseh, they're only getting schar as ainu mitzvah v'yoseh? Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, that what's the idea of mitzvah v'yoseh? The mitzvah v'yoseh is somebody who's nervous. He has to keep the mitzvah. He's obligated. And therefore, he's worried that he might not do it. He might not do it properly. So somebody who doesn't have tzar for kiyum ha-mitzvahs, so even the mitzvah he is mekayim, the schar is not going to be together mitzvah v'yoseh. It's ainu mitzvah v'yoseh. So even if he is mitzvah, but since he's not nervous, he's not worried about not fulfilling the mitzvah, he doesn't have the same pressure on him, so he's relaxed about it. He knows that we always feel that, a voluntary, if you want, you can. If you don't want it, you don't have to. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Bnei Noach aren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, in other words, they don't have tzar, so they don't have this pressure to keep the mitzvahs, even when they are Mekayim the mitzvahs, so that it's on the level of Eino Mitzvah V'yoseh. Because what's the whole mile of mitzvah v'yoseh? That you have this pressure, you're doig and mitzvah, you're worried, you want to do it right, you know you have to do it, it's an obligation. And therefore, it's a higher level kiyum. You know you have to, you're obligated. But if a person doesn't feel he's obligated, even if he does the mitzvah, but he's more relaxed about it, so it's a lower level mitzvah. He feels like he's doing it voluntarily. Kanwa nekuda pnimis shel prikas hol kishibah b'toras aveira. Says Rav Futner, that's prikasol when it's coming with Taurus Averim. Lushum shaychus im inyan aminus. Prikasol zo eino al chisaren avoda de kabolas ol. So that's what it means. A person doesn't have this avoda, of being mekavel ol. Yicholi limatze gamay tiladim shekiyim kol amitzus lo rishum aver miyamav. And it could be found even with a person who never even did an aver in his life. So it could be that you have a person who feels like he doesn't really have to keep the mitzvahs, but he does it anyway, because he feels like doing it. Very nice, he enjoys it. It's good for him, it's nice, it's cultural. So he feels the yakris, he might feel this is important, it's Jewish, it's historical, it's ethnic, it's cultural, it's sociable, it's everything that I like. But he doesn't feel the shibud. So this is not regular minus, as Rav Fitner said before. We don't find minus is in its own category. We don't find that in the Seder Teshuvah of Yom Kippur. So this prikas ol is somebody who just thinks that, you know, the avoda is, I don't have to do it. Just, I feel like doing it. So you have that with the Ben Noach. They were makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. So therefore, even when they do it, they're doing it maybe because they want to, but as a group, as a klal, they don't feel that obligation. So you can have a Jew who pasha doesn't feel the obligation to keep the mitzvahs. He does it as a misnadev, and he feels like he's fulfilling an obligation, but he feels like he's giving a gift, and that's the prikas ol. A person who doesn't want that yoke, he doesn't feel like he has to do it. So that's what the Pachad Yitzchak said on Yom Kippur. So now let's come back home over here to the Mamorim of Pesach. So now we get to the second parash of Shema. Mitoch ha-choshech ata omir al tivo shel ha-or. From the darkness, you can come to the light. Mitoch ha-choshech shel prikas ol, ata omir ha-or shel kabolas ol. From the darkness of being porik ol, you can come to the light of kabolas ol. Ha'avodah shebelev de kabbalas ol mitzvahs einen estam ha'achlotah shel kiyum mitzvahs. Ki ha'achlotah kiyum mitzvahs efshel yos ha'achlotah shel nidvas ha'lev. When it's not just that you're deciding to keep the mitzvahs. That can be a nidvas ha'lev. That's something nice that you do. It's a voluntary. You're a volunteer. People like volunteering. It's fun to volunteer. How many people, you know, like their jobs? Jobs, they have to come. They have hours and they're being watched. But volunteers, people love volunteering. They feel good about it. They make their own hours. They come when they want. And they don't have to. They know they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. So you can have, with mitzvahs also, a person does it because he's volunteering. And that's not what Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is hishtabdus. That a person is binding himself, a person's subordinating himself to serving, to keeping the mitzvahs. So it's not just that a person feels, oh, keeping mitzvahs is very valuable. But that a person feels that if he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, oyu v'avoy lo, woe unto him. The tragedy of not keeping the mitzvahs. Everybody feels good when giving gifts, but if you don't give a gift, so it's not the end of the world, it's not a tragedy. But when a person feels that he can't repay his, a person's in debt, and a person feels that he can't repay his debt to the lender, so then his world is darkness. So now we get to the second part of this inyan, and that's Havhara Sad Halav B'Parsha Shnia D'Kriya Shema. Parsha Shnia D'Kriya Shema Ba'i B'Shem B'Shneit Stodim Shalhein V'Lav. So now we get to the Lav of the second parish of Kriya Shema, the No, if you don't, Yishamru Lachem. Second parish of Shema has a Hein and a Lav, Im Shamo Tishmu, and Yishamru Lachem. So since the Chachamim said that this parish of this the second one is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. So Chora, the Hain and the Lav are going on the Gufa Kabbalah. The Hain is, yes, I'm being Makabel. And the Lav is that I'm not being Makabel. Vahayim Shemoa is if you are Makabel. And Hishem Rulachem is if you're not Makabel. If you don't accept. However, based on what we learned in this Maimer, so this parasha can be learned in a completely different way. Because the truth of the matter is that in this parasha there is no remez at all to not accepting upon yourself the yoke of mitzvahs. Because the hain is not affirming Kabbalah, and the lav, hishamru lechem, is not denying the Kabbalah. Both the hain and the lav are part of the Kabbalah. What does that mean? Kolomar. Kol ha-parasha kula eino sekes rak bi-ishur Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. The whole parasha is just a hain of, yes, I'm going to keep the mitzvahs. And there's not, oh, I'm not going to be makabel all mitzvahs. It's only, yes, I will be makabel all mitzvahs. But what's the mahalach of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs? It includes both the hain and the lav. Because when a person is makabel upon himself, the yoke of kiyum mitzvahs, he has to also say what happens if he doesn't do it. Not only does he have to say it's wonderful to be makabel, but what happens if I don't do it? So it's not pshat that the hain is if I'm makabel, and the lav is if I'm not makabel. No. The hain is if I'm makayim the mitzvahs, and the lav is, and what's going to happen if I'm not makayim the mitzvahs? The tragedy of not being makayim the mitzvahs. It's not just the kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, but it's more than that. It's the kiyum. The hain is, if I'm going to be makayim the mitzvahs, and the lav is, if I'm not going to be makayim the mitzvahs, and that's the only way to make a true kabbalah. What happens if you're going to be makayim, and what happens if you're not going to be makayim? Because if you just make a kabbalah of, if you would split it up and say a yes, and then a separate no, if I am a kabbalah, and then if I'm not makabel, so there's something lacking in the kabbalah. Because if I'm just making a kabbalah, in other words, there are two separate parts. There's a yes, and then there's a no. So if I'm a kabbalah, it'll be great. So that already could be a nedava. And then if I'm not a kabbalah, so this is what's going to happen. But if I am a kabbalah, then it'll be great. So that could be a nedava. So here the parasha is saying more. The parasha is saying, v'hayim shumot tishma. This is what happens if I'm going to be, I'm now makabel upon myself to makayim the mitzvahs. And if I'm makayim the mitzvahs, it's going to be great. But it's not, it doesn't end there. It's not two different parts. It's two sides of one coin. And you know how strong this kabbalah to be makayim the mitzvahs is? It's so strong that if I don't, it'll be the worst thing in the world. And we need that lav. That lav is not separate from the hain. It's part and parcel of the hain. The only way there's a true hain, the only way there's a true, I'm makabel upon myself, the yoke of mitzvahs, that I'm going to keep these mitzvahs in the future, is if you say, if I don't keep the mitzvahs in the future, it's mamish going to be a tragedy, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be horrible. Then the, yes, I'm going to be makabel upon myself, the mitzvahs, is a true kabbalah. Because then you're not doing it as an edava, you're doing it as a shibud. The moment you present the, and if I'm not makayim the mitzvahs, what's going to happen? So saying that I am going to be makayim the mitzvahs is a shibud. Because you're not just saying that I want to be makayim the mitzvahs and it's very important, it's valuable. You're saying that if I don't, oy va'avoy. So that's how one has to be makabel all mitzvahs, these two sides of the coin. What happens if you're makayim? And the ason of not being makayim. And now that we got to this point, we can understand why the first parasha doesn't have a hain and a lav, and the second parasha does. Because as we saw in the first part of this, remember we were discussing the difference between Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. We said that the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim ends the moment of the Sha'as HaKabbalah, and it has nothing to do with the future. And therefore, they're not two sides of the outcome of the Kabbalah. Because outcomes are a matter of the future that have nothing to do with Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, only with Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. We said Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is the here and the now. And not the future. So, the since, with when we're talking about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, all we have is the here and the now, and we don't have the future. So if there's no room to say what's going to be the outcome of not being makabel, because we're not talking about outcomes, we're only talking about the here and now, and therefore all that's required in the first parasha is a Kabbalah Belev of Malchus Shemayim and nothing else. So to understand this better, we can contrast this. If there are going to be two sides, then it has to relate to the future. What's going to happen if I'm Mekayim these mitzvahs, and what's going to, the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, is am I going to be Mekayim? And if I'm not going to be Mekayim? So those that relates, the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs relates to the future. As we saw before, it's not just the moment now, but it's also the future. That the value of being Mekayim now, and the other side of the coin is not being Mekayim in the future, is not being Mekayim. Which means that the yes to be Mekayim in the future is a shibud muchlat, that I mamish have to be Mekayim in the future. Because if I'm not, then it's going to be terrible. So when we're talking about Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, there has to be a hein and a lav, because the hein and the lav are not talking about the here and the now. The hein and the lav are talking about the future. That when right now I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, all Malchus Shemayim, or all mitzvahs, excuse me. And what is this? What's the mashmaut? What's the meaning of this Kabbalah? That I have to do it. Having to do it means, if I'm a Kayim, great, and if not, Mekayim, terrible. And that all relates to the future. Mashenken, Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, all you have now is the Rega HaKabbalah. You have this moment. So, we're not going to talk about what's going to happen if not, because the if not is only talking about the future. In the second parasha, it's only talking about the future. So, if we were talking about if in the second parasha, the yes and no are talking about the present, yes Kabbalah now, no Kabbalah now, so then in the first parasha, it would also be yes Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim now, and no Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim now. But that's not what the second parasha is talking about. The second parasha is talking about, yes, I'm going to be Makabal all mitzvahs and be Mekayim them in the future. And I know that I really have to, because if I don't, Hishamru lachem pen yifteh levavchem. So the second parasha, the Hein Lav, are referring to the future. And what's going to be the outcome of this Kabbalah? That I have to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, and it's a shibud. Now that's talking about Totsaot. That's talking about the future. The Totsaot of the Kabbalah. That only relates to the second parasha. But the first parasha, there are no Totsaot of the Kabbalah. Why are there no Totsaos of the Kabbalah in the first parasha? Because as we said, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim ends the moment of Kabbalah. It doesn't obligate you in the future. That's what we said. That's telling the person, the Machnia, that you can do whatever you want with me. But it doesn't obligate me in the future. It's just, now I'm giving myself over to your Rishus. So, if I'm reading Rafutner correctly, that's why in the first parasha we don't have a Hain and a Lav, and in the second parasha we do. Because in the second parasha, the Hain and the Lav are not just, yes, I am a Kabbal, no, I am not Makabal, but rather relating to the future. Yes, I'm Makabal upon myself to be Makayim these mitzvahs. And the other side of that coin is if I'm not Makayim these mitzvahs in the future, oy vavoy. So that's all talking about the future, the outcome. Mashenkein, in the first parasha of Shema, we're talking about Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, so that's all talking about the here and now. So there are no Totsaot of the Kabbalah. So since there are no Totsaot of the Kabbalah, therefore it's enough to say, the Hain, what happens, that I'm Makabal upon myself. But not what happens if I don't, because that's only shining to the second parasha, which is where the Hain and the Lav, again, are not referring to the present, but to the future. That is, I hope I was reading this correctly, and that's Maimer Samach Vav, and we should all be Zoche. Lilmod ulelamed lishmo velasos, so the Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah, so be Ahavo. We should learn with Ahavo, we should serve Hashem with Ahavo, and if I wasn't clear on any point, or I chas v'shalom misunderstood the Rav's intentions in his Maimer, you can feel free to contact me via telephone or email to discuss it further. Thank you very much. Shalom, shalom.